good morning. National Radio 1. Right, it's 19 minutes past 8, it's Tuesday morning. Let's bring in the beautiful and talented Miss Beyonce. Wow, here she is.
Morning.
Hello. Morning.
How are you?
How are you? How are you
doing? I'm very well. Oh, she just stroked my hand.
I surely did.
Wow.
How are you this morning?
I am all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you know what? And you don't need to comment or anything like that. You just take this as a compliment. But already, you're a better guest than P. Diddy from yesterday.
Oh, no.
And you've only just sat down.
Wow. Shout out to P. Diddy.
Yeah, he'll be asleep. Because he was this time yesterday when he was on the show.
Oh, no.
He almost snored.
He had dark sunglasses on, didn't he? And I think he was hiding behind them.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure he's been working hard.
Mm. Yeah, I think he's been partying hard.
Well, you know.
How are you?
I'm good.
You look very pretty.
Thank you. Thank you. You just played
so
Beautiful Day.
Yeah.
And I heard you perform that on television, yeah. X Factor.
Yeah.
Could you sing me some?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, go
what
on.
What happened?
Shut up, Ballard. And Dave.
They told me rumor was you would do it.
I know. It
rumor
wasn't
was
my...
you were a big flirt and you would sing and serenade me.
I would sing for you, but not that.
What were you singing?
An instrumental.
What?
You can't let the lady down. She's asking to be serenaded.
Yeah, maybe later.
Okay.
You know?
No pressure.
Maybe at dinner tonight.
Okay.
Right. See, we'll what I did, that up. See what I did there? See how I did that? Always thinking. I put my P. Diddy aftershave on.
Yeah, unforgivable. That line was unforgivable.
Shut up.
Wow.
How long are you in the UK for?
I'm only here until Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah. I have to work. I get off a plane and go to DC and I have a show.
Wow.
So I'll be working hard. I wish I could stay longer.
I like the fact that, and I'm not going to get too serious with the whole terrorist thing, but there was that terrorist thing with the airplanes the other day, and there was a big story in the paper saying that your people have banned you from travelling and blah, 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 and yet here you are, and I like it.
Here I am.
Exactly.
There was all a rumour. My people never told me not to go.
Nobody's stopping you from going anywhere.
No one.
That's right.
You're right.
Ow. So many things to talk to you about, because you've been on the show before.
I have.
And you were on the show on the telephone many times years ago.
Yes.
Which I'm sure you remember. It was a highlight of 2002.
2002.
Or whatever it was. I don't know when it was.
A long time ago.
Was it three? Alan said it was three. But it's nice that now you're here and I feel we could be friends.
Yes.
I can stay at yours when I come over to the States.
Of course.
I'm sure you have a spare room.
I do.
Good.
With a lock on it.
She's going to lock me in. Now, why would she do that? She doesn't want me to leave. I've only just arrived. All right, so many things to talk to you about. I'm going to talk to you about the music and all that. And I was doing my research yesterday.
Okay.
Which I don't often do.
You don't?
No. Mm. I normally just, you know, I don't have any questions. I'm just going to fly through.
What was your research? I'm afraid.
No, my research is just all the stuff about you, Dangerously in Love sold over 11 million copies, and Destiny's Child sold over 50 million records. Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow. I'm going to start writing records. The money must just... You must get... When people get paid at the end of the month... Does a truck turn up at the house?
No.
And just put the door, and they just sweep all the dollars out.
No.
And then
no.
It drives off.
No, we worked hard. We've been doing this for 10 years.
Listen, you should be proud of what you've achieved, and I'm sure you are.
No, I am proud, but it was definitely a lot of work. So, you know.
And why not get paid for it?
It's good to be paid for it.
Wow.
I'm sure you know.
Not really.
Didn't you just get more viewers or something? Like 500,000 people?
Yeah, we're very popular.
We don't like to talk about it,
You don't
it,
like
though.
To talk about
well,
it?
Well, no. You know.
Okay. You know, I feel it's passé. Mm.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's
but yeah, we've got
be
eight,
humble.
We've
be
got
humble.
Over 8 million listeners now. Mm-hmm. I'm very popular.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to how much money I get paid, £1 a listener is nothing. I should get £8 million.
It's true.
Although I'd like to be paid in dollars, because with the exchange rate, it sounds like you get more.
It's better, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's true, though, isn't it?
And it makes you sound more international.
Yeah, well, we are international.
Global, truly. Yeah.
Where do you live, Beyonce?
I live in New York now. Right. I'm from Houston, Texas. Yeah.
Yeehaw. Do you have a cowboy hat?
I do.
Can you ride horses?
Not very, no. Mm-mm.
Can you say yeehaw?
I just did. You have to rewind it.
Yeah, but you've got to go yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Wow. That was just for you.
Did you live like on a farm, like in City Slickers?
Not at all.
Right.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I thought.
Your
it'd be
knowledge
like.
Of Texas is limited, isn't it? Let's face it.
I'm not that down with a Texan lifestyle. Mm. But did you live in a big house like in Dallas?
I lived in Houston. You know, we had a nice house. Went to private school, my sister and I and Kelly and my cousin, so it's all girls in the house. And
did you have a family member who looked like J.R. Ewing?
What?
You know J.R. from Dallas?
Oh,
was wore the cowboy hat?
No.
Really?
No, that's the television show.
So when you walk around the streets of Houston, do you see many cowboy hats or not?
No.
No?
No. We have rodeos.
Wow.
Once a year we would go there and wear our boots and our hats and watch the bullfights and all that.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd like to do that.
That doesn't happen so much in the UK.
No. Rodeo's not big here.
No.
No. We could do it with big dogs, but that would that would be cruel and we'd probably get told off.
Probably.
So you've been coming to the UK for many years now.
I have.
How do you find, because the UK is, you know, has very strong ties with America. It's very similar to America in many ways,
mm-hmm.
including accents. Now, you go from East Coast to West Coast in America,
uh-huh.
the accents change completely.
It's very different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's the same thing here in the UK. And when you were on the show a few years ago, we were teaching you British phrases. Mm-hmm. Well, I might test you on that later.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine.
Are you going to give me a new phrase, or do I have to remember the old?
No, we're going to give you new phrases.
Good.
Because my friend, Long Man.
What?
Long Man. He's tall. He's a long man.
Okay.
Right.
He has a long body.
Yeah. Trust me. Listen, I'm not going anywhere rude with this.
It's sounding like it.
No, Long Man is called Long Man because he's tall. He is long.
Okay.
From the top of his head to the tip of his toes.
Yes.
Anyway, he runs a sandwich shop.
Right.
In Leeds, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
But his voice, right, is very, very strong in accent department.
That sounds like Irish.
No, it's not. It's complete Yorkshire.
Oh.
Yorkshire is a region. That's where Leeds is, in Yorkshire.
Okay.
And he's going to come on phone and test your knowledge of accents. And if you can understand him, you win a prize.
What is my prize?
You get to leave early.
Well, I don't want the prize. I like being here.
But no, it's good. He's a very gentle, nice man.
Okay.
Yeah, you can trust him.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and this time of the day he'll be sober, so he'll be very safe. Or reasonably safe.
Yeah.
As safe as he can be.
It's better this side of lunch, isn't it?
Yeah. So, listen, thanks for coming in. Can we get you anything? Is there anything you need, you want, would make your trip more enjoyable?
I'm wonderful.
Really?
Just play some good music.
All right, well, I don't
know. Can't promise anything.
Yeah, we can try our best. let's play this then. This is Jamelia. And this is, of course, Something About You. And this is fresh new music from Radio 1. Do you like that?
I love it.
Yeah, it's like a proper radio show and everything. Beyonce is with us live. It's 8:27. It's Jamelia and Something About You.
Decent record, isn't it?
Yeah, great record. Coming out on September the 11th. Beyonce is with us in the studio. She's just resting and maxing and relaxing.
Having a flick through the papers.
Yeah, and making noises of trains. Whatever the guests want. We'll play Orson and we'll play a track by Beyonce featuring somebody called Jay-Z. I've never heard of him. He must be a fresh new artist coming out of America. And it's called Deja Vu.
I've heard it's very good.
Yeah. I think Jay-Z is a rapper, man. Mm. That's right. What?
Is my paper making a lot of noise?
No.
No, you're right.
Yeah. It is now.
You could try the crossword.
Oh, I'm joking. You can read the paper.
There's a good crossword in there, actually.
Yeah, all right. Hello.
No, I'm just saying if she wants to pass
Dominic,
the time.
The entertainment is this way.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Or just, you know, listen to Chris.
Yeah.
Have a go at Sudoku or something.
Yeah, oh, no. All right. We're not playing games. It's not the last day of school. Right. More from Beyonce in just a few minutes. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:31.
It's now 8:37.
I want you to feel comfortable, Miss Beyonce, this morning.
I do.
Would you like to see Allard, who met and greeted you, would you like him to let's see his Beyonce move?
I would like to hear you sing.
I'm not set up. I haven't sound checked. And you know what it's like? Never going cold because, you know, you need to sound check, right?
Okay.
That's right. You wouldn't turn up at this a concert in DC, go straight on stage, or do you need to sound check?
I actually don't sound check.
Okay, well, it's very professional. I always do. See, the thing is, I appreciate the fans, and, you know, I like to give them the best show I can do, but that's fine.
Okay.
Each to their own. But do you not want to see, Alad, he does the move. He does the crazy in love move. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. He was a professional dancer.
Really?
Well, he won a competition when he was a child.
Okay. It's on, like watching a chicken what? Plugged into electricity.
Come on, come on, show.
Shake your bum, come on, Al.
Come on!
Come on, shake your bum, you know you want to.
I have to say, if you're out on a Saturday night and Crazy in Love comes on, that's when I've got to dance.
Okay.
And but I'll leave it for, you know, when the mic's off later, obviously.
And what do we need to do it now for?
Oh, okay, then.
Okay. He needs a lot of persuading.
Come on,
Al. Okay. Everyone's staring from the other studio. Can you look away, please?
By the way, they've got Beyonce security standing by to evict you from this building if you get too close.
Okay, sneak peek.
That was rubbish.
It was. It was like a pigeon trying to take off with a broken wing. Yeah. Just can't really do it properly.
Thank you, though. That was nice.
And as equally as embarrassing as my singing. Right, we're going to play Orson and Happiness, which is a good song, and then we're going to play your song.
Okay.
Yeah. Sing along, fun at Radio 1.
All right.
Uh-huh. I don't know the words yet.
You know this part, though. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's a bit cold. I haven't really warmed up or anything.
I see the potential there.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I even heard the vibrato.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about my vibrato on the air. Jay-Z sounds great in that. Is he the best rapper ever?
I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
He's a good-looking man, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I think he makes somebody a brilliant husband one day.
Mm. Okay.
You know. I'm not for me, but you know, for some hot lady out there. I'm just saying, not talking about anything. Just saying, that's all. He'd make somebody a good husband. That's all I'm saying.
That's all.
I would imagine he's a very caring, sensitive, genuine, lovely man. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying.
I'm just talking out loud. That's all.
I know. I understand.
Yeah, you love him. That's Deja Vu with Jay-Z, which comes out on the 21st of August. Is that right? Yeah.
That's cool. Right.
Yes, right.
Which is what, Monday, isn't it?
That's right. Isn't it, Beyonce?
That was bad, huh?
No, it was all right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I added a little extra, huh?
Yeah, I like it. It's good.
Okay.
Do you know, speaking of which, we're gonna test your knowledge of the UK accent.
Oh, yes.
Who gives you extra?
We do. You'll like this, trust me.
Great.
It'll be funny.
Okay.
This is going to put a smile on your face for the whole day.
Okay.
Honestly, Diddy loved it yesterday. No, we didn't do it yesterday. Morning, long man.
Morning, pal. You all right?
I'm very well. How are you?
All right. Morning, Beyonce. You all right, love?
I'm all right, love.
Now Cockney.
No, that was all right. I thought she sounded good.
I'm being a bit harsh.
Okay.
No, you can be. That's okay. Be honest.
I just can't stop being a perfectionist. It's in my nature.
Yeah. Longman is... I think this will be interesting because Longman, even though we're from the same place, his accent is stronger than mine.
I hear it.
Yeah.
I hear.
I am very clear and concise.
Very clear.
And he sounds very rough.
Yeah.
I'm a thoroughbred.
You're a thoroughbred?
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I don't even know what that means. So what we're going to do, if it's okay with you, Miss Knowles, is teach you some everyday phrases that would be used, you know, certainly where I'm from.
Okay.
And then if you ever find yourself in a real rough part of Leeds, you are laughing, you're fine. People will think you're a local.
I'm ready.
But a bit more made up and glamorous with security and a big car. But apart from that, you will blend right in. So, long man.
Yeah?
Okay, now I wanted to go steady with Miss Beyonce. and I wanted to teach her some stuff that will help her out while she's going around the UK.
No worries. Well, do you just want me to say something and then is Beyonce going to guess what I said? Or
yeah, let's try that. Let's see how that works, first of all.
Can you please use it in a sentence?
Yeah, okay. Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Okay.
So, first off, hey, up, you all right?
Hey, are you all right?
I love that.
There you go. Well done.
You got it.
Nice and simple. See, it's not that difficult.
Nice.
Even though Longman sounds a bit, you know, wrong, he's actually right. So, well done. Right, give me another one.
Okay, another simple one. Are we off to the pub?
Are we off to the pub?
Yeah.
Are we going to the club?
Brilliant.
That's it.
Are we going to the pub? Because we have pubs rather than bars. We have bars, right, but you know, we have pubs, obviously.
Yeah, hey. I'm familiar.
Two Never for two. Been You've been well so far.
Many English people don't understand him as well as you do, actually. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. Okay. it's a double gag here.
Yeah,
there are many
I
people in Wales
so.
Going, I don't know what he's saying. All right, long man, let's up the ante a little bit.
Okay, we're going to turn it up a notch now. If you hear Jay-Z saying this one, you're in trouble. Our lass is doing me head in.
What?
Our lass is doing me head in?
Yeah.
See, now this is brilliant. Because this is not a joke or why, this is a, you know, proper phrase.
Wow, this reminds me of Austin Powers or something.
let's break it down. This is like school, isn't it? he said, our lass is doing me head in. So, our lass is my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
As in our lass, as in my girl.
Uh-huh.
Is doing me head in, which is my head in.
Oh, my head in.
So there, you see.
She's wearing you out.
Yeah. So my girlfriend is wearing me out.
She's driving me crazy.
Yeah. That's right. AKA, okay. Our lass is doing me head in.
Our lass is doing me head in.
Yes!
Excellent.
Well, actually, you...
My guy, how you do would, you say actually, that?
You could say,
my bloke.
Me bloke.
Me bloke is doing me head in.
This is beautiful. This is working out so well.
Yeah.
Any more?
Yeah. Do you want to say it's with Yorkshire's?
Okay, that's interesting. That's good.
Wait, say it one more time.
Do you want to say it's with Yorkshire's?
Do you want to? It's with Yorkshire's.
Right.
That's a place, right?
No, this is to do with food.
What?
If you're having a big Sunday lunch, you would have... he is asking, do you want tatties with Yorkshire's?
Oh gosh! This is I would brilliant. Have never
you,
guessed
if you
that.
Remember this, I'm telling you, people in New York will be so impressed.
People in New York?
Oh, they'll love it.
I'm sure.
Taties are potatoes.
I figured that.
And Yorkshire's are Yorkshire puddings, which is like a paste. What describe a Yorkshire pudding?
It's kind of like it's batter mix,
mm-hmm.
and then it's kind of. It rises in the oven, so it's kind of like a big, kind of crunchy, kind of.
It's
so
nice.
Like a that's a really bad description.
Biscuit or something.
No, but it's something you would have with your Sunday lunch. You'd have roast beef and Yorkshire pudding and potatoes.
Okay.
And he's asking, do you want potatoes with your Yorkshire puddings?
Okay.
See?
Well, thank you for that.
Right, Longman, go to the last one.
Okay. Them's a right pair of kegs.
No, it's not that one. It's the one underneath I've got.
All right, it's in tin tin.
That's my favourite one.
Huh? Say it again?
Say it again.
It's in tin tin.
Tin tin tin.
You see, I don't even know what he's saying here.
Do you not know what he's saying?
No.
Okay. It's in.
If I was to say, Longman.
Yeah?
Get us a fiver out, would you? It's out of petty cash.
But where from?
It's in the tin. There should be a fiver in there.
I can't see it, mate.
Why?
It's in tin tin.
There you go.
Oh, right, it ain't in tin.
It isn't
in
the tin.
Right.
Brilliant.
So, wow.
I'm
telling you, it's just the best interview you've ever done.
It is.
I'm so excited.
What? Beyonce, if you'd have got that, you're not a real American, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, if you'd have got that, that would have been scary.
It isn't in the tin.
It isn't. So we say it. For isn't, we say int. We just drop the S.
Int.
So it ain't in tin. And we don't say the word the.
Right.
You probably won't be asked this in any of today's interviews,
no.
Honestly.
Thank you guys for keeping it interesting.
Longman, there's a guy who's with Beyonce today. There are many guys with Beyonce, and he's wearing a suit, and he stood right in front of the camera near the studio. And can I just say, he hasn't smiled once.
He has. No, he did.
He?
Yes, he did before. He was laughing.
Beyonce, what's his name?
I don't think he can. No,
name?
He can hear.
He can. What's his name?
James.
Hi, James. There he is. He's laughing. Long man, you got James laughing. Thank you, pal.
No worries. Thank you. Hey, Beyonce, I saw your Deja Vu video last night.
Yeah.
You're very limber.
Oh.
It were brilliant.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All
go, right I'll go
see
now.
See you later. Anyway, thanks very much.
Don't embarrass her.
Get him off.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. There you go. God love him. That's our long man friend. Make sandwiches.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm loving this today. This is very surreal,
isn't
but
it?
I like it, yeah. Well, is there anything you want to talk about, by the way, while you're here? Is there anything you want to get off your chest? Anything you want to discuss? Anything you want to tell us about? We know about the single, which is Deja Vu, Deja Vu featuring Jay-Z on the 21st of August. And Freemasons have remixed a version as well.
Yep.
And the album, which is B-Day.
Mm-hmm. Comes out on my birthday.
You know that.
Now listen, don't talk about the bidet.
Right. Now, would you call it a bidet?
No, it's a B-Day.
Right.
Like in America, see, this is the crazy thing.
Because some people might think it's like the thing that you wash your bottom with.
Well, you know, when I thought of the title, I wasn't thinking about a bidet.
Sure.
And if I would have thought of that, I probably would have just named it birthday or B.
I'm with you. See, now, a B-Day.
Is what you wash your bottom with. It's like a bottom fountain.
Yes.
Yeah.
In America, those are not so popular, and it's spelt differently. It's B slash
day.
It's B-I-D-E-T, isn't it?
I think it's a French word, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have them here, but they're mainly in hotels,
right,
and rich people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I must admit, I've tried one once. I don't really know what you're meant to do.
You could wash your feet in them.
I use it for washing my feet.
Mm. Yeah, if you're at a beach hotel, they're great for getting the sand off your feet.
Right.
But bar that, I don't know what you're meant to do. Have you ever used one? I don't know. I'm not gonna get too personal because I know you wouldn't like that, and I will respect your views. But have you ever used one? Yes or no? You have, haven't you?
I'm gonna tell you.
You so have. I can tell by your reaction. But you don't say you used to be there.
My reaction is, I can't believe you asked me that.
Do you know what you should have for the album launch? You should have, like...
Don't go there.
huge fountains in the reception.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
A load of B-Days piled up.
It's not
right?
A B-Day.
No, but listen. Listen, B-Days piled up to spell out your name, Beyonce.
Oh, no, listen, I have got it. You can get all the B-Days in a row. You know the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas?
Right.
With the display.
With the fountains.
Get them all doing different things.
Yeah.
To the music.
It's true. We could play some Frank Sinatra.
That would be brilliant.
That is great.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you've just stumbled across something there, Dave. That is beautiful. So, Beyonce's launch party, all these B-Days.
Oh, no.
And they're squirting the water up
in time with the new single out on the 21st of August.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Beyonce Knowles. And you rise up from between all the B-Days.
That's beautiful.
Maybe stood on a toilet seat.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that happening.
Wow.
We should work in promotion.
Yeah. You need to fire all them people in the other room, these so-called creative people, and hire us for
it's
half
true.
The price.
It's true.
We'd be there. I don't mean to make that noise, especially for B-Days.
Yeah.
I just don't know how they work. So, right, let's clear this up. Beyonce has designed her own B-Day, and because of that, she's celebrating with an album... featuring tracks like Clean Yourself, and that's not true.
Oh, God.
It's Beyonce's birthday.
I understood what the reference was.
Okay, all right, fine. I thought maybe we convinced everybody she's done an entire album about things you'll find in the bathroom.
No.
Oh.
Crazy in the shower.
And
fill that bath.
Cover of Wash Your Face in My Sink.
Yeah. Sorry, no. It's obviously to coincide with your... And I can't believe... It's going to be your 25th birthday.
It is. It is.
But you've been around forever, and you're still 24.
I know. It's amazing. I've been coming here for 10 years.
Wow.
And had a bunch of albums with Destiny's Child and myself. And
wow.
And we're the same age, and you're so hugely successful.
Yeah, you're slightly older than me.
I know.
B-Day is released worldwide... on September the 4th to coincide with your 25th birthday.
It is.
And then it says that Kanye West and the Neptunes have co-produced on the album.
Rich Harrison, not Kanye West.
Oh, sorry.
Rich Harrison, Swiss Beatz.
You're fired.
Uh-oh. And what are you going to give me for my birthday?
Easy.
And B-Day.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I'm going to give you?
What?
Do you want a present right now? I'll give you a present now. No, look at me like that. Not in a pervy way. I know you'd like that, but
okay,
no.
Okay, what is it?
I don't go for that different area codes rule. Just because you're away from any man that you may have. Don't think you can start using me as your London man. We're going to give you some CDs.
Yeah?
Because I've noticed that you're very interested in some of the music we played today.
I am.
The Jamelia track and the Orson track you liked.
Oh, great.
So we've put together some what we think music that you would like.
I really appreciate that.
Okay. Do you want me to go run through these now?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you looking at him?
Because...
Do you not trust him, Allard?
No, I trust him.
Many people don't trust him. You're right to trust him. This is Corinne Bailey Ray.
I actually have listened to the whole album maybe 4 or 5 times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
You don't need that
one.
You're so bloody ungrateful. Do you know that? Do you know, there are people starving for fresh new melodic music around the world. No, if you've already got it, Emma, I'm not going to give it to you.
Come on, I just wanted to
I've got that already.
What else have you got there?
Not that you talk like that.
Hitmaker.
This is, okay, Lily Allen.
I have done it.
Oh, seriously.
No, I said
no,
I don't.
She doesn't.
Oh, you
have
don't?
It.
I thought you said you do.
No, she needs it.
Lily Allen, very beautiful voice, right? Kind of a little bit rappy, a little bit London-y, a little bit, but great.
Okay.
There is some profanity in here.
It's okay.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
We could edit it out, but to be honest, we just, you know, it would take too long. We didn't have time.
Okay.
So that's All Right Still, which is Lily Allen's album.
Okay.
Smile is a nice track.
Smile. Yeah. I listen to Smile.
Smile is a very nice track.
I think you'll like that, actually, that one.
She has Alfie on here.
What?
The last song.
Yeah, she's got a track called Alfie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is... why did he give this? Why with that one?
They're just Welsh.
What?
Welsh.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a band called The Automatic.
Okay.
This is a bit rocky.
I get down with
the you can
rock.
To be honest, you probably give this away. This is like a present.
Okay.
but they have a big hit called Monster, which
is that the song I heard?
Yeah, you probably
heard. What's that coming over the hill?
You played it before Deja Vu.
No, like that was awesome. Yeah, did not find the awesome. We'll get you the awesome album.
Okay.
And this is Keane, another British band.
Okay.
Very good. Big first album. This is their second album, which is very melodic and very nice. I think you would like it.
Okay.
And we're going to get you down with British music.
So next time I'll be educated with my British music.
Yeah. By the way, I know you said you've already heard Corinne Bailey Ray's album. Don't go selling that or anything.
I will not.
Because that was a present. Either give it back or keep it, one or the other.
Also, it says promotional copy, not for resale on the label anyway, so technically you'd be breaking the law.
Yeah. Right, okay.
And, you know, but home taping is killing music. And if I see your entourage, if I find out that any of them have got Corinne Bailey Ray's album, from which we gave to you, you and I have finished in this town.
Okay. Look at my cousin, and looks really sweet.
What's your cousin's name?
We seen
She's
you.
She's laughing now.
What's her name?
Angie.
Angie, wake up! And why are you wearing shades indoors? Get them off!
Oh, no.
Let me see those eyes. We can see your eyes. Let me see. Rachel, move your head. Let me see.
She's going to kill me.
Now, is she working with you, or is she just along to kind of, you know?
She works with me. She's been working with me for a long time.
What does she do?
She's my assistant.
Right.
And my friend. And she helped me write. She helps me write my songs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Angie, do you get a credit on the album? I bet you don't. Do you?
She absolutely does.
Well, if you're making money off the album, why are you still being her assistant? Get a big house and a car and a swimming pool. Let her assist you. Wow. Yeah. No wonder she's kept the shades on. She looks like she could be trouble.
She's not trouble.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right, okay. She looks scarier than some of them security guys who've got with you. Okay, well, listen, thank you. I know you've got a busy day, so we're going to let you go.
Thank you.
I enjoyed this.
I did, too.
And we never got to do the quiz, which would have been,
we didn't.
Next time you're here, we'll do a special quiz for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send our love back to all our friends in America.
I will.
And listen, I don't know if you've ever met Jay-Z, but if you ever bump into him, tell him that we said hi.
I will.
I don't know if you know him that well that you could just say that, but, you two should meet up. I reckon you get on very well. Deja Vu is out on the 21st of August, and then the second solo album, only Beyonce's second album, B-Day, short for birthday, is released worldwide on September the 4th. So yes. There you go.
Thank you.
I feel we've bonded today.
We have.
Yeah. Should I shut up and play around?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Beyoncé. Right, what do you want to do? Do you want to go straight into TD?
I should play a record and then do it.
It's 9:05. We're running late.
Do you want to go?
Yeah?
Okay.
All right, okay. This is going to be embarrassing, you doing this. Next to Beyoncé. Make me sing, baby.
And you got out of singing.
Yeah, I did. She's got to go. She can't hang around until late. Right, how do you get to today's tedious from yesterday's track? Tell me where else on the radio dial would you hear a guy from a sandwich shop in Leeds teaching Beyoncé phrases about Yorkshire pudding and roast potatoes?
You're right, it is innovative.
Yeah.
And fresh and avant-garde.
It's public service broadcasting at its best.
Yeah. Where else on the radio will you find a discussion about B-Days piled up to spell out Beyoncé's name and the fact that to launch her album, we put a load of B-Days to create a fountain effect?
Like the Bellagio.
Mm. In Vegas. Brilliant.
I like the way Dave clarified that it was, in fact, a bum fountain as well. Thanks very much.
I also like the fact that Beyoncé, even though she didn't answer the have you ever used a B-Day question, you could so tell that she has.
Yeah.
I just don't know how they're meant to work. Have you used one?
No.
Let's be honest. Have you ever used one?
No.
Be honest.
I failed to use one once.
Right.
Because I didn't know it worked.
Yeah, I have.
Dave?
I've used it to wash my feet, and also...
Have you ever used it to try and wash...
No, but it's also good if the room doesn't have a mini bar, it's a good place to chill your beers.
Mm. Rachel, have you ever used one?
No, just for my feet.
Have you ever tried to use one for your...
No.
Allard?
I tried.
Okay.
Didn't work.
No. I tried to wash my ass.
The problem is, without getting into it in too much detail, the jet doesn't go up. It comes out of the side.
Yeah, now...
Where'd you sit?
Dirty bottom in a hotel. How will I clean the thing? Oh, look, it's a B-Day.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Did B-Days used to be a fountain coming up from the bottom, well, so to speak, but from the bottom of the B-Day fountain. Going vertical? Now, because I'm with
now
you,
it's
because...
it's like a tap.
Yeah, sometimes it comes
on the
out
side.
At the side. So all it's going to do is just wet the sort of top of your...
Yeah. Right, do you know what? Let's just go straight into Ramble and do this.
Okay, this is important.
Seamless Link?
Yeah, well, right. No. Some people are saying that Mark Bannerman and Nadia Sawala might have split up years ago.
We haven't got time.
Maybe
you know
not
what,
be
worry.
Ever married.
Hard time on the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say... Let's get ready to ramble!
Machine.
Did you just go, ooh?
Oh. That sounds wrong. Can we, hello. Oh, we're back. B-Days.
Got some research.
On bidets.
A B-Day is a low-mounted plumbing fixture or type of sink intended for washing the external... Oh, I'm not saying that.
Does what? It use the phrase bum fountain?
Nowhere in this leaflet will it say bum fountain.
Oh, really? No, I never knew that.
B-Day is a French word for pony.
It's a...
Why?
Because in the olden horses. Days, people used to have ponies clean their...
Did they?
Toilets.
And in old French, bidet meant to trot. But anyway, right.
Well, maybe no. If you've got...
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. I tried it once. I thought, do you know what? I'm going to use this B-Day thing. Mm. I was in a posh hotel. I'm on my holidays. Here we go.
That wasn't the Miami trip, was it? Where you
no, that was. I don't want to talk about that again.
You I can't believe you told that on air.
I had diarrhea. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, I know, but in a white linen hotel,
in the whitest room at the whitest hotel on the planet. Oh, anyway,
that's unsavory.
So I now, what are you meant to do? Are you meant to? Carry on your routine as normal, and then for extra help, you then swap to the B-Day, and...
Yeah.
Exactly my point. Do you substitute the...
No.
papier toilet
no, for the bidet.
I don't know.
No.
And secondly, there's often a tray with a bar of soap next to the bidet. So are you meant to then? Because you may as well have a shower.
In the bidet.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, instead of showering...
It's a quick shower.
After you've been to the loo, you wipe,
right.
You do all that business.
Of course
then
you
have a clean.
Yeah.
I can understand the point.
If you didn't have a bidet and were athletic, you could get the same effect by doing a handstand in the shower, couldn't
you? That's right, yes, there is that. Nice. And it also helps some things, you know, sometimes when you wake up a little bit too early.
Yeah.
What?
Don't get that.
Well, if you handstand...
Alad, you know sometimes you wake up and little Alad's already awake 2 minutes before you are?
Right,
okay. Well, you know, then it saves you doing a hand...
I'm
doesn't matter, don't worry.
Mm. Yeah.
What, the thought of little Alad?
Apparently, bidets are good for baby baths as well. I wouldn't say so.
Very for newborn babies, perhaps, because they're quite small, aren't they?
Mm.
But then you still have to dry with the toilet tissue, so I don't, you know, it just...
No, it'll be towel.
What?
After the bidet.
Oh!
Because you've wiped and washed, you can then use the towel.
But
like
then you've
got
to wash your hands again and...
You don't.
You're robbing Peter to
pay Paul. Using the bidet. Of course you've got to wash your hands.
It's like when you shower.
No, hang on. All right. Right, I'm going to do this visually, so bear with me, everybody.
Don't do it visually.
Shut up. Watch. Alad.
Yeah.
Number one. Wipe.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Shuffle over to bidet.
Yeah.
Number two. Water on, soap.
Yes.
Okay? I have now soapy wet hands.
Yes, so you'll dry.
So now I have to, and I'm walking like a penguin, so I've got my trousers around my ankles. I have to shuffle over to the sink.
Yeah.
And wash my hands.
No, don't have to wash your hands, because it's already washed. You just washed it. You've had soap, you've had water.
I've just had them wiping my bum.
It's no different to a shower.
I always wash my hands after a shower.
Do you?
I'm weird about that.
Do you think Beyonce should change her title now?
Apparently Beyonce wants to come back in and join on the discussion. You know what I've noticed about bidets? I seem to sound like a character from The Simpsons.
I think I'm more confused about bidets now than we were at the start of the chat.
Hey, listen to this. Alad, and I'm going to blame it on him. That's Alad in writing.
That's me.
Apparently, Ben Cooper, our beloved boss and leader, has just asked to be introduced to Beyonce.
Really?
He never does that.
I don't think I've ever known Ben to do that, no.
No. That's interesting.
And she was lovely to Ben as well. I'm so pleased.
Was she?
Yeah.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning.
There he is.
He sounds very happy.
He's behind you.
Hi, Ben. Good morning.
And the paparazzi, they're outside.
Paparazzi?
You've changed.
As I said that.
Yes, and Norma.
You wouldn't believe about the paparazzi outside the building at the moment. There's tons of them, I say. Tons.
Where's that come from?
Paparazzi.
May we take a photograph for we are the paparazzi. Over here, love. Over here, love.
Can you say cheese?
There are a lot of them, anyway. More than I've ever seen.
Can you say cheese?
Yeah, do they do that?
Cheese, Beyonce, can you say cheese, please?
There are a lot.
Right. Why don't you run out and wave at them and see if they're still there?
I did, actually.
Why? Won't you take a picture of me?
Two kisses, one on each cheek in front of all the cameras.
Really?
It
was
like,
wow. Was that from James and security?
Yeah, I've got news for you. I don't think there's going to be any rumours floating around about you and Beyonce.
No?
No, I really don't.
I'll be cut out.
Well, whatever. She was nice.
Brilliant.
She was good, wasn't she?
Brilliant, yeah.
I love Longman's teaching it. And it's Tintin.
That was great.
And it's Tintin. Where is it, Dom?
In Tintin.
And it's Tintin.
Oh, we need to do the guest scores.
Oh, yeah,
we
do. We need to rate the guests. All right, first of all, let's. Somebody's texted in saying, get Ben said good morning. It's hilarious.
Not that funny, is it?
No.
Good morning!
Oh.
And we all laugh. He's the boss. Yeah, rate the guests. You know, Beyonce first, or P. Diddy?
P. Diddy. We should do it in chronological order.
Okay, P. Diddy started off badly, getting a little bit worse. I was putting out every stop that I could to get him awake. I swear blind during the news that Dominic read at 9:30, he fell asleep.
Unbelievable.
He certainly closed his eyes.
So just to clarify, you have to give a score out of 10 each, don't we?
Yeah.
There's a maximum of 40, and we have a leaderboard in the studio, a bit like the Top Gear.
Halle Berry is the lowest with 11.5, and that's because certain members of the team, in my opinion, felt that they couldn't rate her massively low. because they were too scared because there was a premiere coming up of X-Men 3.
Allard.
Don't look at me.
It was your you.
And Patrick Kenza is on top with 39. There's a thought. Mm. Now, I'll tell you, I will say, so for P. Diddy, weirdly, the last link was very funny with the whole Longman stuff. However, to get to that point, we had to go through hell with him. So, therefore, as far as I'm concerned, lifetime ban and 1 out of 10.
Ooh, harsh.
Wow. Sorry.
Very harsh.
You know what? He didn't make the effort. Dave said off the air yesterday, which he was right, he only lightens up when he's talking about himself. Now, I know that's rich coming from me, but all jokes aside, he's only interested in talking about himself, or he seemed it yesterday, and I was massively disappointed. How many times did I say to him, man, come on, wake up, you're so sleepy, come on. And at which point, one point he replied with, I'm wide awake. Yeah, you're not. You know? And I'm annoyed that I didn't kick his ass out earlier. So, 1 out of 10 for me.
I think that
That's only because he pulled it back in the last link.
There was one good link at the end.
And he sent me some of his free aftershave.
But we had to wade through a radio marsh to get there, didn't we? Yeah. So I'm going to say, on balance, a generous 3 out of 10.
Wow, okay. Rachel? And be honest.
I think I'm going to go for 4.
Why?
Because... 1, he smelt nice. 2, I quite liked his woo-woo bit, and the last bit was all right.
4 it is. What did you give him, Dave?
3.
Okay, this is worrying now. Okay, so Allard. Be honest.
If I was completely honest,
yeah.
I had an extra half an hour of fun with him before the interview even started.
Oh, yeah, he didn't talk to you, did he?
I've written a blog about it, and we'll be sharing it with you later. So, we're in the minus by that point. Really painful, that bit. But so I'm going to start with 0, and he'll be added by the good links he did. So...
What are you writing down, Rachel?
Okay. I was going to say, can we do minus...
No.
On the scoring.
No, you just give 0, because okay. I think 0 is a nice insult, unless somebody comes in and they're out of order, but...
1 point for the last link... 1 point for the woo-woo. So a grand total of 2 points.
Wow, which puts him right at the bottom of the list. He's the worst guest
so far. I
want
to change mine. I'm going to 3.
Wow! It's a kicking. He is down and out for the count. P. Diddy is out of here. Okay, now let's flip that vinyl over and let's go to Beyonce. As far as I'm concerned, she gets a 7.
8.
Okay.
10.
Wow.
Really?
I can't rate her any better. Her and Pink are now my two favourite guests.
Dave?
8.
So 25, 35, 33.
Just to clarify, did he get 9 out of a possible 40?
Yes.
Right.
Am I right with that? Does Beyonce get 33 out of 40?
Yep.
Which puts her slightly less than... Well, it's Patsy Kensit, Richard Ashcroft, Kirsty Gallagher, Les Dennis... And then Beyonce.
Is she below
he
Les?
Was better than Les Dennis. Better,
no, he was funny.
He was great.
He was a great guest.
Beyonce was even better.
That's the way it works. So she's in the 1, 2, 3, 4. She's in the top 5, and it's a very tight top 5. Richard Ashcroft, 34.5. Kirsty Gallagher, 34.02. Les Dennis, 34. And Beyonce, 33. It's very tight.
Yeah. It's a good score.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you, everybody. And now let's move on. Race!